T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's a Friday on Maggie and Perloff. We're almost finished up with our first week here on CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports Radio. It's been a lot of fun. Now things are getting really interesting. I got to tell you, the two games that really stick out to me this week are the Chargers-Raiders and the 49ers at the Rams.
Yep.
And besides Antonio Brown, the tweet that caught my attention, maybe the most this week, was from Los Angeles, and it was a friend of mine, Los Angeles Times, Gary Klein, was tweeting out practice footage of Rams running back Cam Akers cutting around the field. I've wanted to jump on the Rams bandwagon all year, but I haven't been sure about the running game because the running backs have been in and out. But I got to tell you, I have flashbacks to last year where when Akers was playing well, they looked really good. Let's bring in Gary and talk about not only Cam Akers, but the whole game. Starting at the running back situation, is Cam Akers at full strength, and is he going to be the sort of missing piece for this Rams offense, Gary?
Hey, Andrew, I think, everyone's kind of waiting and seeing just to see where he's at. I mean, obviously in that in the practice footage that I was tweeting, he looks fully 100% during those drills, but he has not played in an NFL game since last season's divisional round loss to the Packers. So I think everyone's waiting and seeing, including Sean McVay. I wouldn't anticipate in this game that you'd see a whole lot of Akers. I might be wrong about that, but my sense would be that they'll still go with Sony Michel and try and get Akers' feet wet, if you will, to get him ready for the playoffs.
Gary, you know, this team has been really interesting all year because they lost 3 in a row against the Titans, 49ers, and Packers, and I think a lot of people predicted that this was just going to be a free fall. They rebound to win 5 in a row. I mean, it's been pretty impressive here, although the games themselves have been very, very tight. Matthew Stafford is getting a lot of attention because, especially the last two games, the interceptions and the turnovers have been noticeable. Are the Rams looking at him as the reason they're either going to make a long playoff run, or are they looking at him as partially a liability, Gary, considering the turnover issues recently?
Well, I don't think they're looking at him as a liability, simply because what you saw at the end of the Ravens game, despite those mistakes, he was able to bring them back. He was able to do something that they haven't really had in the Sean McVay era in terms of a quarterback that they could really be confident in terms of winning a game-winning drive. Now, that being said, Stafford's mistakes, which have occurred early in games, have really set the Rams back. And you have to wonder, if that continues and you get into the playoffs, the chances of overcoming it in that kind of a situation are not great. So I think he's the kind of guy, it's ride or die with Matthew Stafford, and I think they're just hoping that he's making smarter decisions in the postseason and not putting him in those kinds of holes.
What's the discussion in the building about Kyle Shanahan sort of having the Rams number, won 5 in a row over the Rams? It feels like there's always this sort of brewing rivalry between Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, but it hasn't even been close in the NFC West. Why can't the Rams solve the 49ers?
That's a great question, Andrew. And, of course, the prevailing opinion out here is that, is Kyle Shanahan in Sean McVay's head? I mean, he's not only his good friend, he's his mentor. And now he's become his nemesis because the Rams just can't seem to beat them. I think this is a game, the last time they played up at Levi's Stadium, the Rams were in the middle of kind of a crazy week where they had traded for Von Miller and then Robert Woods got hurt and Odell Beckham comes in and plays with one day practice. The coronavirus stuff was happening. So there's a lot going on, and I think this time around they feel much better suited to match up against the 49ers, especially being at home. But there's no question that Kyle Shanahan has had his thumb on the Rams for the last two-plus years.
We're talking with Gary Klein. He covers the Rams for the L.A. Times. And, you know, Gary, it's funny because this is such an all-in season for the Rams. You know, draft picks be damned. You know, this is a team that is all in for right now. You know, they've brought in so much star power. What would you say is their identity right now? And is it one that translates to postseason success?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, I mean, they are a star-laden team. Trading for Stafford, going out at midseason and getting Von Miller and Odell Beckham, you know, it's like Miller said this week, it feels like he's playing on a Pro Bowl team every week instead of 1 week. So they have definitely been built with the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium, Stan Kroenke spending $5 billion. There's no way he wants another NFC owner in that owner suite on Super Bowl Sunday. And so they have a mandate to play there. I think given how they've played as of late, despite Stafford's mistakes, you know, the defense has really come on. And more important than anything, they've really established a running game with Sony Michel. So when you get into the playoffs and it's not just throwing the ball all over the stadium, they have at least a weapon this season that might be able to help them get over that hump. But it just remains to be seen. The games you mentioned from earlier in the season, the Titans, the 49ers, and the Packers, they ran right at the Rams, forced them to play a really physical brand of football. And at that time, they weren't suited to do it. So we'll see once on Sunday against the 49ers again and once they get into the playoffs if they've made the appropriate changes.
Wait, Gary, I'm a little confused. You said a home Super Bowl. Don't you mean the Dallas Cowboys will play in a home Super Bowl? What's the temperature there in L.A.? Is there anything to this story that they're worried the Super Bowl is not going to be there? I saw people in L.A. were shooting that NFL storyline down. Do you expect to be in February in SoFi Stadium?
I do, Andrew. Of course, I can't predict what's going to happen, you know, with the variant and everything else. But my sense would be that story that came out of Dallas, of course, raised a lot of, you know, eyebrows, and the NFL was quick to say, hey, we always have a backup plan. But I guess it's just going to depend on you know, what happens with the virus out here in terms of when it peaks and how it impacts different things. I think the fact that the Grammy Awards were postponed, you know, also, of course, my first reaction was, uh-oh, here we go. But I think at this point, they're still pretty confident that it's going to be there. And remember, SoFi Stadium is an outdoor stadium. It has the canopy over it, but it's not like they're going to be in a dome stadium. So I think all of those things, plus I'm guessing immense pressure from Stan Kroenke and the NFL to want to showcase that stadium, is going to make them hesitate to move it.
Yeah, Gary, you and I don't know each other very well, but my nickname is Machiavellian Maggie, and I always tend to see things a little bit with a the ends justify the means kind of thing. And I thought that report came out to send a shot to LA that the NFL is not messing around here, you know, that they will move the Super Bowl out of LA if they try to do anything to make this harder for the NFL. But again, I'm Machiavelli and Maggie, so that's just me. Final one for you from me, and that is about Cooper Kupp. So we've been talking about him a lot, and obviously he's had an amazing season. He's on the verge of breaking all these records. In terms of him winning the MVP, do you think that the team is aware of how close he is to breaking Calvin? They're obviously aware of it, but do you think that they are making it a point to get him that record on Sunday and at least boost his chances for the MVP?
Well, I think they're well aware of it. I'm guessing just the way that the 49ers games have played out, that they don't, you know, I can't see, unless they get a lead, unless they get into a situation where they can really do that, I don't see them purposely going over what they would, you know, how many passes they'd be throwing him anyway, because he gets a lot of targets every game anyway. But I think they're all aware of it. He has been very modest throughout the season this week, you know, being very respectful of the guys that hold those records and the fact that they set them in a 16-game season, and that he's going to, if he gets it, it will be in a 17-game season. But Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, you know, Odell Beckham, they all know what's at stake, and I think, you know, they're going to give their best shot to help him achieve those.
Gary, I feel very comfortable. You know, we plan to head out to L.A. for Super Bowl week. If for some reason we have issues with the hotel, we always have your place to crash at, right? No matter what happens here in L.A., I'm assuming there's couches or something. Maybe a dog bed. We'll take anything.
Hopefully the dog house. You
know, we haven't explored those options yet, Andrew, but since you brought them up, I'll have to bring them up with my wife and get her read on that.
Translation, get on Airbnb. Thank you, Gary. You're the best. I really appreciate it, and have fun covering this big game on Sunday.
Thanks very much for having me, and good luck to you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.